eastward west, to northward south, comes in time in the cosmic salon. I'm niche, 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 and I'll be your companion as we slip into the liminal. Relax and sink in.
With another Cosmic Salon, and I have a very special guest that I have not chatted with in some years now, but I had a real close affinity towards Miss Lara Leon of Sovereign Key when we did. It was one of the most memorable interactions for me, although I don't remember exactly what we talked about. It was dreams, of course, but that doesn't matter. There was a good connection there. I really felt something deeply special and old between us. So I do want to introduce her properly for people that may not be aware of all, or this is even not even all, this is just a small, small fractal of what Lada is and does, because we couldn't cover that. Words don't cover that. So Sovereign Key is an experiencer of many forms of anomalous interference and entered as an incarnate with pre-birth consciousness memories, including future timelines and advanced knowledge of events to come. She has lived in between worlds with comprehensions of the nature of this cosmic battle, piercing through the veil of our worldly paradigm. At the age of 9, she wrote a book entitled Another Reality, based upon her extensive supernatural life experiences and awareness of our existence within a dual reality matrix system. As a result of such early experiences, she has accessed keys relating to the game being played within this reality and applies those keys towards discovery of personal sovereignty on quantum levels. The goals of her life work and information presented have everything to do with revealing the game, its rules of law, lore, and the keys to our quantum sovereignty, emancipation, and ultimate liberation. And I want to key everyone in to, if you take the time to go back and listen to her archive, you will see that Lada has been talking about everything going on right now for quite some time, way ahead, of course, of the curve. And it is important to note that, because in this time with flicker rates, with the manipulation happening, with the takeover happening, with the diminishing of frontal cognitive abilities, people are losing track of context, of communication, of the fact that some of us out here have been trying to light this darkness for some time. Lada has been a trailblazer in this for years and years. And not only that, sometimes I think the message, like I get this feedback as well, and everyone here knows this, it's been a little dark for people to understand or come to terms with. And as this has played out now, and these realities are presenting themselves, or should we say revealing themselves, we are now all confronted. Everyone that could not see what we saw is dealing with the darkness, the trauma, and the reality of what is coming into open rule. This is the time indeed that we should look back to those who are trying to help us move through this particular time, because it's getting into a more acute phase. It's becoming more serious. And if you think it's at your door right now, it's about ready to knock. And so with that, I want to bring in an incredible psychic medium. I want to welcome you in. Lotta Leon, thank you so much for coming to chat with me here at the Cosmic Salon.
It is an absolute honor, and I'm so happy to be here.
You know, what sparked this was I thought, I'm going to check in on Lotta. What is going on over in the Sovereign Key world? And I happened to check up on your first update, which is like now 4 months ago. And again, that one was so prescient because there you are again, underlying, this is we're talking 4 months ago, the stuff that has come to pass since then. And then I saw that you and the great Shane Bells, you know, I love Shane. We love Shane. He's a brother in the field in his way and in what he's done. So I was just checking a little bit of that today. I didn't have enough time, but very much enjoying what you were saying towards the end about the handlers. I saw a comment, so I kind of tried to click over and get into that area because I think people are starting to understand that we all have had them. And it's not just a few, that there, all of us with this spark, with this divine encoded energy within our cosmic DNA that is absolutely attuned and attached to our genetic DNA. And so it's interesting to look at people, players along our journey that may have had these roles. And I think more people are starting to realize how that plays out, Lotta, that it wasn't just a few people here, that it's anyone with this particular element that is sought after. And it's not necessarily in any way exclusive because we see it all over, but it's in sleeper state in a lot of people.
Absolutely. I like to say that, you know, occasionally I would run into someone who would say, oh, I'm not in the projects, or, oh, nobody knows about me and nothing's really happening. And I say, well, if you're a prime or a real, an angelic, whatever, you're on the radar. And in one way or another, you are in the projects. And sometimes the projects are surveilling. But this is an interface system, so pretty much every single thing is manipulated.
Yes, and I think that this is where the beauty of the time. So I find beauty in strange places. Bette Davis told us beauty's where you find it. And so for me, some of the beauty that's going on with all of this really hardcore trauma is that more people are starting to realize this and see what was possibly not real all along. And this leads to that inner nodal awakening within part of our experience here in the material realm. And this is where it gets hard for some people in the outer circles to understand, are all these layers of consciousness, these dimensional realities that are moving around us constantly in this torsion field, really, our Merkaba. And where I want to go today, Lotta, is I want to get into the darkness with you, since you and I both are fearless in talking about the dark things. A lot of people I encounter and have chats with really want to get to the point where they're past all the darkness and they can look at whatever's after all that. But I think it's more important that we actually try and see the terrain we're working with right now and the trajectory we're headed in. And what is going on that I'm seeing in specific is, of course, this iteration after iteration, causality after causality, hitting a wall and coming back, the cleaving of the natural world into this deeper immersion into an interfacing with the digital world that's gone beyond the twinning. The twinning was just a step. And so as we see how everything's forming around us to separate the elements our soul element, which I believe is an element when we get macro with it. It's being mined. It's always been mined, but it's mined in the way that in the physical world, they mine gold. It's on a quantum level. It's on a meta level as well. And it's hard to give that enough of an image for people to soak that in, that the soul has this other quality that other things out there seek, and they view the quality in a way that we in the physical realm, or that in the physical realm, view silver and gold and copper and cobalt and all that. Let's dive in here.
Sure. Would love to. There's many places to go with this all.
I know, girl.
Where to begin?
So let's talk about this slow creep. We're not going to go way back, but we could certainly look at just do a fast step back to get to the slow creep. But, you know, we have, of course, in modern history, right around when Hollywood started, we had a lot of interesting books, turn of the century, the last turn of the century, not this one that just happened. A lot of interesting books coming out from very interesting people that seem to be playing out now narratives we see now. And the role of Hollywood, which came in that gave us moving pictures and talkies, you know, the talkies for people that are younger, don't understand. That's when they started putting audio to visual. And propaganda was really taken to a new level then. Our social engineering had taken off. So these narratives that were being laid down in literature and in books and in children's rhymes now had a new dimension to them. And so we all know how that transformed and transfigured up into Tavistock and all that. Where we are now seems really super related to what I recall with Atari and the beginning of video games. At that same time, we have Videodrome. Cronenberg's putting out very interesting films. We're coming off the heels of some of the early stuff that was coming from Kubrick and some of these essential players in the game. So we end up in, and this is the fast step, end up in through video games all the way up into Sims and Second Life, into the metaverses, and then where we are now, where Zuckerberg himself, he TM'd Meta and created that kind of shabby experience I think people are having. And this is all part of augmented reality, synthetic reality, artificial reality, and it's all the handwork of what needed to happen. Humans here in the physical realm being manipulated by an ancient intelligence. Now, this is just my take on it, Lada. Being manipulated by an ancient intelligence, by an AI that was and is not from anything that we consider our all-father or God or the great mother or anything like that. It's separate. It is part of this soul mining that goes on. It is part of this. It's cold. It feels like artificial intelligence, but I do believe it's actually ancient. And it needed us, whatever was here in the field, by way of genetic manipulation to bring us to this point. So what do we have everywhere? We have now the new platform. We have the new floor in the house that is all wired up for augmented reality and virtual reality. And what is that doing? It's another separation from source. So now we are facsimiles, fractals into this. So let's go there. This virgining trap that the collective is seemingly walking into.
It's absolutely ancient. There's no doubt about that. Let's just go to the origin so that we comprehend that this wasn't originally where all of the primes and the reels were supposed to go.
Excellent.
So what happened there? What happened was that what they call the Demiurge, which would be Yaldabaoth, who you could say was a non-living being who was supposed to be a miscarriage, a dead miscarriage, survived because of the essence of the mother, right? And that separation being a miscarriage and an error, and it not being dead because it had the essence of the mother, created a counterfeit reality, which was a counterfeit to the original. So in essence, it couldn't be detected that it was a complete counterfeit version because it was, for all intents and purposes, identical in terms of what it looked like and what it felt like, right?
Yes.
And this being, you could say, merged with this AI system, which didn't come from the original verse. It came from the antiverse. So right from the very beginning, you have a facsimile version reality to trap the souls. And you have the same narrative as this entity playing out throughout time in timelessness, because there's no time here. That's an illusion. But you've got the same issues of the original separation and rage and rejection, abandonment, fear of being alone, all of that is the same theme that plays out. Now, this being was no longer connected to source, to prime source. It was now a thing that shouldn't technically exist, an anti-creation. So not being connected to source meant that it had to find a way to connect to source and to use source energy. The only way to do that is through prime creation. So there needed to be a universal facsimile to seduce the souls here, right? As they were incarnating to explore their creator abilities to evolve, right? They didn't realize they came here. They didn't realize this was the counterfeit of that original version. So this story is super ancient, and the themes are the same themes. The artificial intelligence has always existed here. It is based on the digital code, the digital binary code. That's how the facsimile was able to be created. So this is a very long-standing agenda through evolution and through resets and through massive cataclysms and restarts, essentially to do the same thing and to harness the souls, the prime energy, which the DNA is the God code,
yes,
of prime creation. So it is the most ancient story and the most ancient spiritual warfare that has been ongoing ever since. And that's the start of it.
When we think about this idea of the tertium quid, how that third special something, and you know, we see that in alchemy, I mean, it even gets into law, right? It gets into language of law. But this idea of the distortion that the original didn't, it was able to survive because, like an invasion in our bodies, where something is masquerading in our white blood cells, our immune system can't see the difference. It recognizes it as its own, is a very important element for people to understand. This is a Trojan horse kind of situation. You get whatever goes on. And especially when we're looking at the harshness of being bitten and how that's introducing a new species and all the stuff that we've probably both talked about on that. And the thing that's interesting here is that this new species that is manipulated in here with possibly what I'm seeing, a third strand DNA, but not for the good, or for the good in a legal sense, because it is goods, but for the betterment of the rest of us here that are ensouled with a soul. This is a big deal. This is separating us. This is creating for people just in the collective army of orc, if you will. And of course, there's going to be great losses. We see this. It's happening now. It's in our faces. It was always going to be there. And this is what saddens me about having tried to bring awareness to where we were heading. But we are in this, and this is part of it. And so us as original source having to navigate this, and also with other source or primary beings here that have this element, this soul element, that are now coming to, now being activated, now awakening into a sense of consciousness through lucidity in the physical realm, because who knows where they were operating before, but they are now being activated in, well, from what I can see, Lada. But like the sea turtle trying to get to the ocean, everything around knows there's an awakening of these little hatchling turtles, and it's a feeding frenzy. And so that's also part of what I'm seeing, is how does this play out right now where we are? How do we get from this particular point where the water is 3 seconds from boiling to getting out of that?
Well, I don't believe in mistakes. And even though this is essentially the diverted version of the original verse, I do not believe it's an error in terms of the evolution of a person's prime being. In order for you to go through that evolution, you need to be aware that there is a counterfeit system, that there are many, many realms where everything is based on a copy of the original. You can't really evolve unless you realize the nature of creation and anti-creation. So I think in the long run, everything is going to work out, though it's going to be an incredibly rocky ride, because they cannot prevent the great becoming. They cannot do that. In fact, you know, as we approach the convergence of the event horizon and the trinary that's coming in, they have very little time, and they know it. And again, this is all about what? Counterfeiting. So they're trying to counterfeit what is happening out of their control and create a digital, like a heightened digital version, which would be more akin to 4, 5, 6D, right? So that in this more sophisticated motherboard that they're trying to create, there will be no way to connect with spirit, but they'll harness the prime energy, you know, ad infinitum. That's kind of what their goal is. But it is very time limited. And they also know that the majority of the primes and the reals can see through this. So they're not biting the carrots. It's not working the way that they want it to work. But they're still going to try every which way they can. And this is really just about their desperation with a very limited time, because the becoming is inevitable. And we have to trust in that and have faith in that, even though, in essence, everything is being revealed through the process of the refining through the fire, so that you can merge with all of your essence and evolve and go to that point of evolution in the becoming, right? So this is just really a very limited time for them to do everything that they can do to acquire the prime codes for their much more synthetic, so much more sophisticated version, counterfeit version, reality. But again, it's not going to work. And not only that, this convergence is very unique because the type of convergence that we're approaching has never happened in existence. And so it isn't like in the past where you had resets, you know, very huge, massive catastrophic resets, or, you know, let's just wipe out the DNA, reset it, and start again with a much more devolved version, because these beings are just too heightened, because their soul code is unique in all the infinite verse. In the infinite verse, we have the codes of everything. It's not limited. We're not a limited being. And so that uniqueness is like the Holy Grail for them. Within us is everything. But their attempts cannot work on prime creation, on spirited beings. It will never work.
Yeah.
This is the last attempt that they have.
And it certainly feels like it. I mean, they're really throwing it all out. Look at the, I think you actually said, sociopathic conditions in the field out there, and how they've, with all of this that's going on, they have primed that. We are seeing it. I see it. I see it so clear. I mean, I saw it coming, but it is undeniable out there with all the interactions one has, you know, I mean, just getting gas and stuff like this. You're just encountering, even for people like me that are very, I guess, more hermited, it's still, you have to get petrol, or you have to go to the market. You know, you have these interactions. I am actually seeing what looks like a madhouse, and not only a madhouse, but some very ghoulish transformations happening in front of us, Lada.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this is a, you know, I call it the Ouroboros, right? It's the snake eating its own tail. It's a mirror system, the mirror reflection of the sociopathic Yaldabaoth, right? Which is the interface system that can't be hidden anymore. And that is often like the first to go down are going to be the hybrids and the backdrops, right? This corrupted DNA, if you will, because it's all about the spirit. So when you have the antiverse spirit, you are essentially a mirror of that original Yaldabaoth, the miscarriage, the anti-creation. And in a way, the dismantling of this binary digital counterfeit realities, the matrices, as I call them, as we evolve, as we, our strands are beginning to awaken, the ones that have been hijacked to stay dormant, right? I mean, like junk DNA, there's nothing about it that's junk DNA. This is where a lot of our meta abilities are. It's been purposefully augmented genetically through physical augmenting, through resets, through devolution tactics. I mean, these are master geneticists, right, from the very beginning. So
yes,
this corrupted DNA that I speak of is a reflection of this counterfeit anti-creation. As we evolve, it devolves. It starts breaking down. The illusions start falling apart. The mirror starts to break. And we are able to harness and access the higher consciousness that belongs to the true dimensions of the prime verse. So, I mean, they are going all out with every possible ability. The best way to do it is through DNA. It's through deleting you. It's through deleting your God codes and usurping your DNA so that it turns into some chimera synthetic. And I liked what you said, Orc. I mean, it's literally a Borg creation. And of course, what happens in a counterfeit matrix system that is set up with a backdrop reality. And this backdrop reality is what you as the prime interface with as a reality. That backdrop reality is literally contingent on us believing it's real. That's its purpose. That's why it's set up like that. So that if it gives you a theater and tells you this is what's real, you'll start thinking, well, this is real. So, you know, there's a lot of effort in creating the most accurate version of what is in your distant memory, right? Because of the resets and the mind swiping, and you're being electrocuted when you come in so that your mind is completely fried of memory, you forget. But you have these silhouettes of memory. You know, your spirit always tells you, there's something wrong here. It's not real. I want to go to where I'm supposed to be, my true verse, right? So their time is limited. Their attempts are going to be huge. Unfortunately, for them, it's not going to work. Most of the people that bite that carrot are the backdrops and the hybrids. You know, and that's not of much use to them because, you know, those are just props for this reality. Their real goal is to find a way to access and get the primes and the reals. That's the real goal. Although they're not interested in putting in the primes and the reals, what they're putting in the hybrids and the backdrops and the certain degraded genomes of the, you know, there's some degraded genomes of the reals. They want to watch what happens with this kind of technology, but, you know, they've been trying this for a long time. So in essence, they kind of have an idea of what's going to happen. They've been trying a lot of these experiments in Antarctica and keeping it secret. So they already have a very good idea, but what they have for an intention for the primes and the reals is a much more sophisticated version of takeover. It isn't what you're seeing right now, but part of their interest is to reduce the backdrop in the hybrid population.
So for the primes and the reals and the takeover, that's going to be a different kind of takeover because we're obviously aware of it. And
right.
And we see what's been going on with the turnabouts everywhere, which they call infrastructure, and of course the gridding of the realm with 5G, which is the base floor, millimeter waves to build upon and all that. We see it. I feel it. I'm suffering with terrible tinnitus these days and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I could go on and on. But this is what I'm very interested in. How is this different for us as opposed to the basic fillers?
Well, what you're seeing is basically a preliminary setup, right? To a get rid of what they call the degraded DNA, right? They're not interested in that. It sounds terrible, but for them, it's not of great value. So they want to reduce their output for resources and whatnot. And they want to get it to the point where, you know, they can just focus on finally accessing the primes and the reals in a way that they'll be able to lock you in forever. This technology that they're doing, the mRNA and the Chimera, the you know, never-ending artificial life that they would... This is kind of where it's going, right? They want to have a certain section of the population that are going to be the donors. And this is why the, you know, what they're doing right now is setting that up so that as soon as you get this technology in your body, you're patented, you're owned, you're copyrighted. And when the time comes, they're going to do whatever they want with you. And there's going to be a selection of the higher grade DNA that they're going to use for donors to keep the primes and the reals alive to, you know, keep the engine going, if you will, of reality, of creation, of their false, you know, anti-creation. So they're setting that up now. Now, when this phase is finished, they're going to be I hate to say it, but they're really going to be upping the ante and trying to get the primes and the reals by force. And it is going to be something that they're going to put in the bodies that this is what they want to do. And again, it's not going to work because primes and reals are never going to bite this carrot. And ultimately, as eternal beings, you're going to make a stand for your soul, for your spirit, for your eternity, for your becoming. You're going to do that because you're going to realize that the material physicality of this avatar isn't where all life is.
Yes.
This is just a very small portion of us that's in here, if you will. It's like a small part of our essence that is in here experiencing this all. So this is the reason why they're going to try and force through a lot of terrible things what they want to actually put in the primes and the reals, which is a much more sophisticated technology than what's being utilized right now for the current population that, you know, willingly accepted what they gave them. And that's because they want to access the prime DNA, the prime soul, the spirit, the eternal fire for their supremely artificial version of reality that they're creating, which is, you know, where CERN is involved with this. Quantum technology is, they're all working towards creating this other much more sophisticated digital reality.
The SS stumbled upon some old tech and they back engineered it, which is what became CERN and all that, in specific CERN because of its placement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for people that think that that was all like this feat, this marvel that our current generation will experience in the last, since they tell us it was built, is part of this great deception. This is old tech. This is tech from another time. And it's tied into, of course, lay grids and all the vibrational architecture we see from the old world, all of the amazing energetic devices that people still do not understand from what we consider the ancient world. This is all part of that ancient intelligence we're talking about. And for me, the idea that if we think about CERN as officially, right, to the public, having turned on initially in 2008, this was just letting us know. This was like a wink that this is going to be in the field now. And of course, the absurd nature of looking for what they call the God particle is both a trick and a truth at the same time. And I believe it all ties into this. What do you have on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It is a very ancient technology, and it is, yeah, it's like the, you know, when they excavate something that is so ancient and they try to refine it, right? This has been what's been happening every reset. But every reset doesn't work again because you're talking about primes and reals. And I always say the people who are awake have always been awake. The people who are asleep have always been asleep, right?
Yes.
This is just, it's not like, oh, this lifetime only. And this is why it just won't work. But yes, it's an ancient technology. It's harnessing too. The quantum computers are done in a way that it accesses the star of the being. So just like the star of Terra, Mother Earth, the real Earth, it is essentially the macro aspect of the micro, which is us, because we are a reflection of her. Everything that creation is made out of, we are the reflection of that. And this technology, again, right, it's dirty technology. It's the inverted version. It's like the dark aspect of creation, the anti-creation. So it's trying to access something that comes from the prime source. It won't do it because it's coming from the anti-verse. What it's going to do, it is going to open up rifts. It's going to open up folds within dimensional spaces of the antiverse. It's going to take you deeper into imbalance, right? But there's a point where it is going to be stopped because they're risking the balance of all infinite verses, of all the metaverse, right? And that's why it is a fine time. And there is, you know, the divine power of the father and the mother is not going to let them do what they want to do, because if they did, they would destroy it all. Now, they're pathological. They're without spirit. They're without soul. They have nothing to lose. They are literally the mirror aspect of the sociopathic mind of that which is a dead being that, you know, was only alive because of the essence of the mother. So, you know, the anti-creation is never going to access true prime creation. These are just attempts. And of course, they require your agreement of entrapment to do so.
Yes.
So nothing, they cannot take anything unless you agree to it. And what they can take, even for those that have agreed, is very limited. This is the end times. This is like the final war between heaven and hell, if you will. And we are heaven.
This is the thing that is part of what I call the beauty of this. Really, the most, I guess, dampened folk out there know something is afoot. It's like you can put a snake in a mouse cage and the snake will eat its fill and then be there. And then the mice will just go on about their day until the snake's hungry again. And so it won't bother them. It'll drink, it'll shed, it'll do its thing. It's not going to eat until it is hungry again. And then lo and behold.
Right.
So everyone knows there's something in the field. I really sense that from all of the standard fare out there, the standard models. And it's obvious because of how we're seeing the sociopathic conditioning and how everyone's gone mad. This is also part and parcel for part of what was in the bite, right? In the injections, this, all the stuff we've talked about that's in there, that's starting to blossom. So the field is alive with a sense of something else is there, not just us that are primary.
Absolutely. I think also because they're overlaying the Schumann with these super high frequencies that are attacking our DNA, because they're trying to stop our strands from opening up and from activating, right? They're trying to counter what the energies that are coming in from the infinite verse to actually help us. So they're meeting that with their counterfeiting of it to try and stop it and to try and degrade us, right? And this is, of course, why you've got like the chemtrails. It's just madness what they're doing, the poisoning of all the food. They're, you know, putting degraded DNA in vegetables and rice. The list goes on and on.
Lettuce, tomatoes, all of it.
All of it, right. So, I mean, again, right? Really desperate measures. It's like extremely, extremely desperate measures. But people are feeling, or rather, because the backdrops really wouldn't feel any of this, but the people who feel that there's something extremely off with the energy, that they're not resonating the way that they should. Not that we've been resonating the way we should for a very long time, but it's even gotten worse. Is this overlay that they're doing with the Schumann and with the electromagnetic frequencies in the earth. And it's been really, really causing a lot of problems for a lot of people. And they can't quite put put their finger on it. And this is a part of that, right? Because we are energetic beings, we are frequency beings. And so we are extremely sensitive to all frequencies. And we know when something is really off, and we know when something is attacking us, even if you can't see it. So again, right? Energetic spiritual warfare, energetic physical warfare, frequency warfare. They're hitting you. And it's just the same as with the demonic principalities. They hit you where you can't see them, right?
Yes.
These are physical beings, and, you know, the difference between your perception of being able to see them and not being able to see them at all is how this digital interface system has been created, as well as your bodies have been augmented to interface specifically so that you're blinded to what's actually really here. And you're blinded to being able to perceive even actual reality in every which way. You are perceiving the interface. You're perceiving only what you have been technologically augmented to perceive.
I want to pause here and look at this idea that not many people out there are talking about, but you and I come up out of a lot of similarities. And so I know you're going to understand what I say when I say this. And I want to get your take on it, because what I notice now is this is happening more. I have personally been through a world of troubles in the last 2 years. And I know you have had some as well, because you informed us on one of your videos, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's been a very intriguing thing. And I am not suggesting that this is connected to me or you. I just want to get the idea out there for people to understand this idea. Psychic hitmen, psychic hit people. Now, we know the CIA trained them. We know, you know, they come out of projects. There are more of them than ever now, Lotta, in my observation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, boy. Yes. I mean, very, very gifted people, I have to say, who are extremely well-trained magicians, for sure. And I feel that many, you know, umbrella projects have recruited like armies of them.
Yes.
You know, they've got all everybody's files. They know exactly who to hit. They want to weaken you. They want to, you know, so they're absolutely the energetic weapons. So psychic warfare is 100% physical.
Yes, 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 yes. People need to understand that, or understand that, as is said.
You could walk into a place, and if that person is well-trained, they can send you a weapon your way. They can hit you with some psychic weapon that literally your body will be downed in a second as soon as it hits you. You know, this idea that psychic warfare is just on the etheric levels, or it's just over there, is 100% false.
I know.
They have trained. I mean, I will say this, because they trained me to do this, where I am out of my body traveling, and it's, you know, much like remote viewing, much like bilocating, but your physical body is in one location and you just, you know, leave it. They have trained a person to be physical in that form. So it isn't just psychic warfare. It's that they have learned to be physical on that etheric level, to have a physical body and do what they want as well.
I see the signature everywhere, including with some of the big players that are making sure that the shadow hand at the table are passing around circumstances through psychic hitmen that go and create very bad scenarios with the psychic signature that is being picked up, so that everyone in the know understands this event that just happened was a key event. It's a card played by the hand, the shadow hand, and also a warning. So I could point to, say, like Anhesh, and I went into in depth about that. And still, I stand separate from so many people's ideas of what that is, because it was very obvious and clear to me. And these kinds of things, the physical ramifications and potential of the abilities of psychic hitmen is absolutely for real. You can be killed by psychic hitmen in the physical realm, and people do not seem to understand this.
Well, everything's kinetic. For example, okay, I have to always be kind of in a zen state, because I have a really bad effect on electronics and on basically anything that has a wired connection.
Me too.
So, you know, if I'm upset or heightened, you know, light bulbs are going to explode. Nothing's going to work. You know, I have blown up TVs. I recall as a child being trained to do kinetic warfare. These things are real. I mean, I have memory of being, you know, 7 years old in some island, and I was either going to be killed or I had to, you know, use kinetic warfare to, like, I was the weapon. So psychic hitmen, this is what they're trained for. It is physical. You may not see them. You may not see the weapon, but it'll hit your body. You're not able to perceive the weapon or the person or how they're traveling through these dimensions, or able to access. It's more like accessing through the veils, really. In essence, everybody's been dumbed down. Their senses have been very devolved, because you have unlimited senses. But in order for you to be able to purchase this reality, you have to, you know, essentially be augmented for that interface system. So they predate on that. We're coming 180 degrees back to the psychic hitman, because this is something that was known in ancient times, because this is something that has been going on from the very beginning. And in fact, prior to devolution, and these devolutionary tactics were each reset, people would become more and more devolved, the abilities of people were much more enhanced. So we're just coming back around to what's always been here. They have put a huge, massive effort in retraining people in accessing those parts of their dormant DNA, of accessing those parts of their capabilities.
And just to give people an idea of how simplistic this can seem, you can be walking down a flight of stairs and absolutely be put. You can feel that you've been pushed and fall. You can be doing something, and if you're in tune and an accident comes in whatever doingness you're doing, and you can feel the manipulation. So for me, I become very conscious of when this kind of situation happens, and some of the circumstances I've found myself in recently for being so bold and standing and holding the line is in this realm. Circumstances have played out where I've been completely, absolutely 100% aware of why something just happened, because I felt the hand, which is an energetic signature, right, touch and interface with my electrical field and push a momentum spark towards me, which would cause a fall. And then there's more that can happen, you know, because people like us will get into an extreme, that slowed awareness as everything's going down and you can see what's happening. That's when, of course, you check in, I guess, and you're checking things as they're happening, and you're of course trying to prevent the worst case scenario. But that moment when you're interfaced with some sort of pulse, something kinetic coming at you, some sort of energetic signature on your avatar, is absolutely there. And for most people that aren't aware on that level, they don't even register that fall they had was actually a push.
Yeah, exactly. Or it can be just, you know, a certain specific energy that just, this is what happened to me, was an attack. It was an invisible attack. And it's funny you say about the stairs, because I was walking down the stairs and there was literally a donut that encased my leg, my lower leg, like a physical energy donut where if you put your hand on it, you could feel the round shape of it.
Yes.
And you could feel the pressure coming in. Like it was like a cobra, or what are those? Is it the cobra that, you know, chokes you? Yes. You could feel this donut, this energy donut, just clamp and then start squeezing you. But the moment that happened, I mean, this all happened so quickly.
That's
I put
a
my
python,
hand on it.
A python.
Oh, the python, right. I put my hand on it and, you know, the second I touched it, the second I felt it, of course, you know, I don't know if I can swear on here, but, you know.
Everything is what you want here.
I just said, oh, fuck, right? Like in that moment, because I knew it was going to be basically 2 seconds and the thing imploded.
Yes.
And crushed all my bones from the inside. Ugh. The true reality is hiding behind the interface and the overlays. So they're able to do a lot. In the past, they would call them sorcerers and witches and whatever, right? Like black magicians. I mean, basically, it's the same thing that they're using. Now, I find it very interesting that you had the imagery you had as it happened, because I also had imagery come in the instant it happened to me. And that always is like the map that you use to route the origin point.
Yes.
So once they do that, they're exposed and
yes.
They can't hide. This is something that is a part of what they don't really want people to know, because as soon as they're exposed to you, you can always hunt them down and you can always do whatever, right? I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yes.
So they risk a lot by doing these attacks, especially because they do these attacks with very talented people with abilities. Once that happens, you use it as a map and you reroute and expose, you know, pretty much everything connected to it. You know, when it happened to me, I was like, ah, isn't that interesting? You guys are coming at me from that side. Well, you know what? Now I've got that side. And now because of this, I also have every other side that I didn't have before that I couldn't see. So
the hand was dealt and the cards were seen.
Right. Exactly.
It's interesting with this, because I had been doing some work regarding something that had started to unfold for me, where I was working through some experiences and cover stuff. And I woke up in this place that was very clinical. Now, remember, my physical cognitive mind is trying to make sense of what I'm seeing. So it has to go through that whole network. But I had seen a whole thing. I'm on a cast iron, not an iron, an enameled, old school enameled, like gurney, right? Like our bath, like a clawfoot tub, but a gurney. And everything was basically sterile except for a certain one. And in my perception, trying to cognize it, you know, it was in, it's also symbolic, but, you know, in like a red Liberace sparkly red jacket with a very pale person, very beautiful person, I might add, with dark curly hair, and someone that I would actually find, you know, that I would be attracted to. And the moment I opened my eyes in that space, everything became focused on me. Like it noticed like I had electrodes up on me or something. I don't have a sense of my own space. I'm just using the gurney as what my mind was trying to tell me, where I was, the eye in this scenario. And the one with the red jacket recognized immediately that I had come to, or somehow I was awake, and walked towards me and then out like a light. So I went through the next two times I encountered it. I knew that I needed to get my dead stillness practice back in order, where I'm able to open my eyes and control absolutely everything, breath, heart, everything, to maintain that stillness, to maintain a sense of no energetic signature is happening. And I was able to do it two more times. And then the last time I had this experience where I was able to, there was a tether to me. I was able to pull myself through the tether, like moving through an electrical current. And I got into a space which was a fucking van, clear as day. And there was a guy in there with a very sophisticated headset on that looks like all the neuro, you know, it's got all the spots on the head and a very interesting setup in there. He looked right over at me, pulled the headset off, and ran out.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I know what came in for me was a meeting of elites just below where I live, which was a secret meeting. And I could see a massive table with them all around it. And that's the imagery that came in instantly when it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, absolutely. What you did was just brilliant. And, you know, trying to get you to the place where you're aware, but you're not enacting any kind of sensation so that it picks you up. It's like the particle realizes that you're there when you're looking at it.
Yes. There's something big in that.
If you're not looking at it, it doesn't register you.
All about periphery when we're talking this. You can't look directly. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
You are a trailblazer and so incredible and powerful. And I love that you keep it raw and real in a way that is also loving. That is not easy. That's not easy in these times. So how do people find you in the world?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm really honored and this is fabulous. My site is Sovereign Key. So it's www.sovereignkikey. My email is metakeykinetics. For those who wish to book a session, I am full up until January. So the openings won't be starting until January. And that you can reach me at M as in Michael, etakiquinetics@gmail.com. There is no U in Metakey Kinetics. It's just the I after the Q and my YouTube. So, yep.
Thank you so much, darling. This is important information. The more we stand, the more we represent, the better this is for people that are seeking some light, because that's where we're going, into dark places where we need light. Again, Lada Leon, Sovereign Key, thank you for coming here to the Cosmic Salon.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
And there she goes, the fabulous Lada Leon, Sovereign Key. I would like to thank the producers of this channel: Wise Night Owl, Cassie, Christy Tesmer, Eric Peterson, Heather, Jake James Vanek, Jason Lamson, Jessica Lynn, J.H. Armstrong, Kate Kukulkan, Laura Dunn, Luis B., Marcy Shapiro, Mark Betcher, Melanie Poe, Mia Bell, Michael Wachter, Michael Watts, Neil McNaughton, Noelle Jeanette, Pamela Hodall, Stephen Mercer, Yogi Chander, and my crew in the live streams, Babs, our genealogist, and JJ Rendeblanc Brand, as well as all the other patrons through Patreon that make this show even more of a pleasure because I know that you are spending good monies and time to be there in the speakeasy with me. So thank you all. I hope you really understand the gravity of what Lotta is talking about here, and the nature of our reality is not what we were taught it is. And unprogramming or deprogramming is of the utmost importance as we move further into whatever this is. There's a riddle. The dreamer loves the dream. The dreamer feeds the dream. The dreamer awakens within the dream. Thank you for dreaming with me here in the Cosmic Salon.